Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here today with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, today we are talking about our desire for change, and we're talking about penance and the way that we do that through almsgiving, prayer and fasting. But before we jump into that topic, just want to mention, I know that all our hearts right now are going out to the Ukrainian people and the war in Ukraine. And you might be thinking right now, what can I do with everything that's going on there? And we just want to encourage you that you can pray, that our prayers make a difference. And in light of also the topic that we're going to be talking about today, we just encourage you to keep praying, to just keep taking it to God and asking Him to come and to change people's hearts and to bring peace at this time.
Yes, and Pope Francis has announced on the 25th of March that he is going to dedicate Ukraine and Russia to our Mother Mary, to petition to her, to ask her for help, and that is a wonderful day that we could put aside for penance of fasting and praying for the peace for Ukraine.
So if we get into then the topic for today, you started off with talking in your heartbeat about penance. Now, often I think of penance as something that the priest gets me to do at the end of reconciliation.
Well, it is.
Yes, but you've talked about it, I think, also in another way.
Yes.
And it's not what I expected.
Yes. Well, penance is, remember, the retribution that you take on to yourself for some wrongdoing. So it can be given to you, or you can decide yourself what to do. When we go and confess our sins in the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, where we're reconciling ourselves to God, we're asking the priest who stands in for God to hear our prayers, because we're and sharing them with him, we're acknowledging we've done wrong, and we are asking for the grace of God to come into our hearts, and the priest blesses us and anoints us. He then says, for your penance. So for being, I say, you're owning up and being responsible for what you've done wrong, then why don't you say the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys or whatever he might desire to share with you. And that is one way. That is an important way. But I feel sometimes I can't get to confession all the time. Or on a regular, a daily basis. And there is things daily that I possibly don't live right, say right, live in the way God wants me to live. And so I feel like I can take on the penance myself of almsgiving, prayer and fasting to a desire in me to show God that I really want to change. I'm really sorry. Now, during Lent is in the time for 40 days plus then Holy Week to really do that.
Yeah, it's a great time to be quite intentional.
Very intentional in doing it. Yes.
You talked about almsgiving, fasting and prayer, those three things, and you shared how in Matthew chapter 6 it says all of those things. And I liked how you said, like you described fasting in different ways, but you said it's creates in us a hunger and a spiritual void that only God can fill.
Yeah, so I
thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, well, I think of it, if you fasted from food, your stomach can growl.
Yeah.
Because the acids go into the stomach because the brain recognises, oh, you normally have lunch at this time.
Yep.
And if you leave it so long, it really starts to churn away. But that gnawing and growling, if you think of spiritually, even if I've fasted from food, spiritually it reminds me, Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
I have a desire for you, a hunger for you to live the way you want me to live, to follow you the way I need to follow you if I'm going to, you know, call myself a Christian. But because also out of love for you.
Yep.
So this gnawing and hunger, it's I guess the same body feeling, but I turn it towards
God.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think certainly when I was a lot younger, and I would say a lot of people would think of this, is that when you're told to fast on certain days in Lent, it's almost just like a bit of a punishment, like a deprivation just for the sake of, well, I better go through this because God went through, you know, the desert, you know, that train of thought, as opposed to
doing it out of love for
God. I want it for you.
It's
a desire in my heart for you. That's what I really got through your heartbeat. It really is about our desire for change, to be more like God, to come back to his kingdom.
Yeah.
It's all about our heart. And I loved also you said fasting develops in us a spiritual strength that only God can bring.
Yes. And you can't explain it to anybody, bar if you've actually done it yourself and gone through it.
Mm.
I love... the Saint Pedro Pio.
Yeah.
And he had decided that he was going to only have one meal a day.
Mm.
So he would fast pretty much every day but have one small meal.
Mm.
But when the different priests, monks, brothers were on cooking, he didn't want to be disrespectful to them. So he actually sat down at the table, actually got a small plate of food, but only his director, spiritual director, and a few, say, close friends maybe, knew that he never ate a bit off the plate. He just moved the food around the plate and cut it up and everything as if he'd been eating it out of respect for the person who had cooked it and done really well. And he'd still say, what a wonderful meal. But he only ate at one of the
one time.
But because he didn't want to, what does it say in chapter 6?
Oh, Matthew. Yeah.
Don't make a fanfare.
Yeah.
Just do it. And that's what he did.
Mm.
And every time I read that chapter, it reminds me of him.
Yeah. I did like how the pharmacist in you came out during the heartbeat when you talked about how the world has discovered that intermittent fasting is a thing. But also that you also said, hey, if you're a diabetic, you may not be able to. And I just love that scientific part of you comes out as you're sharing. But in a serious way though, it is good to show though, it's not about the food. It's about the self-sacrifice.
It's about the desire. But maybe you desire it, but you can't do it
because
it's bad for your body.
Yes. Yeah.
And the doctor said, no, you can't do this.
Yeah. But there are other ways that we can fast.
Yes.
Certainly the social media example is, I think, a good one. Sometimes we can be stuck on it a bit too long. You do send me a lot of Instagram reels.
It's all about cooking.
I know it is, yeah. Which doesn't help with the fasting. All comes back around, doesn't it?
That's hilarious. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, lately I've been sending the family all these wonderful cooking tips and recipes that are really quick and easy.
They are delicious. Have told you to limit it to one a day, please. I can't get through them all.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so now let's move on to prayer then. Okay, so let's talk about prayer. And you talked about intercessory prayer, right? And you shared this beautiful quote from St. Thomas Aquinas about how when we pray, it's not to change God's mind, but it's to help, it's to encourage us, or it's so that we can participate with God.
Yes.
Can you just explain that a bit more to me?
It's above that.
Yeah.
God, in his perfect plan, wants us to pray so that he will decide to do such and such.
Hmm.
So he's already put in his plan that we're going to pray because he knows what's going to happen.
Hmm.
And he wants us to participate in that, not only because it gives us grace, but it actually, God has put it in his plan that we participate in, I guess, the hand of God moving, of his decisions. But he's already decided my prayer is going to help in that decision. You know, it's because he loves us so much. He wants to go, are they interested in what I want to do? So would they help their fellow man?
Yeah. So if we take that back to the issues in our world right now then,
with
Ukraine and Russia.
Let's pray. Let's pray.
And believe that the hand of God will move because our prayers are, are working.
Mother Mary shares that in the miracles of Fatima. Every time she's appeared on the earth, and there's 50 or so that the Catholic Church has said, yes, Mary has appeared and it's miraculous. There may be others that they haven't been written down or they haven't quite fully looked at yet. But she says, pray and penance. Pray, my children, and turn to God and penance. And she's asking, turn back to Jesus, ask him for help, pray. That's what we need to do.
So if we then think about almsgiving, which she started the heartbeat about.
Well, almsgiving is giving of your substance, normally your money, your clothing, your things that you own or that you have, away, but different to tithe. Now, those of you who don't understand what a tithe is you feel on your heart, in the Old Testament it says 10%, but on your heart you decide how much you are going to give towards God and his church, to the ministry, to works of God, and you every week. And you decide every week, I'm going to give this amount. Almsgiving is on top of that. So when they have, just today, they had on the radio that they're raising money for the some wells, more water in Rwanda. And that's that would be almsgiving because it's just a one-off. Maybe they do it once a year, but would you give? And if you still feel so well inclined and you send the money so that they can, you know, build the wells or do whatever they do with it to get the water for the villages, that's above what you've already been giving to the church or to a church ministry or God's work.
As we're finishing now, I liked how you said at the end of your heartbeat that when we do these things, when we fast, when we pray, we give almsgiving, you said we place less importance on our daily routine and we say to God that we want you back into the center of my life. So it's about, once again, bringing him back and back into that central place of our hearts. But then the thing that topped it off for me was that you said that doing this as penance, it's not a sad thing. It's actually a celebratory thing.
Yeah.
And I've not, like, you know, you don't think of sometimes those things as celebrations when you're sacrificing something. You know, you don't go,
you know,
yes,
why
this is
it's
a
celebration?
Tell me.
Because I'm becoming one with God. I'm becoming closer to him. Because he is making me holier. I am more one with him. I understand and acknowledge his love more. His love never wanes, but I see it more. I see his love, his sacrifice more for me. I see his hand on me. I see, you know, he has eternity for me. And that makes my life better. Makes my life more perfect, more whole, more wonderful. So it's a joyous occasion.
So why wouldn't you celebrate that?
Yeah.
Of course. So the weekly challenge for this week is to focus on those three things, to come to God with your prayer, take some time to think about what you're fasting about. Now, some of you may have already started this because we're in Lent. We're a few weeks
in. But it's
an
encouragement to, hey, maybe you could do a little bit more or maybe you haven't done enough yet. You know, it's up to you. It's between you and God. It's not between anyone else. Remember chapter 6 says?
Yes.
Nobody else knows what's happening, really. You know, but God desires that we show him that we love him. Doesn't anybody in a relationship? You know, you want to show your best friend that you care for them and love them. You want to show your husband. You want to show your children. You want to show your parents. You know, you want to show your neighbor. I love you as a neighbor. You're important. And that's what you tell God when you do this.
All right. Well, we hope that you are able to meet that challenge this week and for the remaining of this Lent. We pray that you have a really wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.